This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, y'all, we are here, we are live, and you might be saying, well, why is that a significant statement to open the show? Well, I was hoping to do an encore tonight, and I'm sure Super Don was too, but MLK Day ski trip got canceled on account of snow. And I just, like, I was mentioning it to our folks watching on YouTube, but you think about if a ski trip is canceled on account of snow, if you've lived in the Southeast your whole life, you're like, because there isn't any. You're like, oh, that, of course, that makes sense. But if you're out west, Rocky Mountain areas, you're like, no, because there's too much snow, and you can't get there. They shut down all the roads through the valleys or the canyons to even get there. Like, don't even bother trying unless your car can ski. It's not going to work. So we're here watching snow drifts pile up, and I even saw a tweet from Donny Osmond, Super Don. Did you know this? Donny Osmond tweeted. He says he hit a tree today. He hit a tree.
Oh, was he okay?
Apparently he's fine. He was at a collision center, and so I tweeted to him, and I said, hey, while you're there, you're not too far from Redmond Heritage Farm Store. Go there and have an organic burger and some organic French fries fried up in some organic coconut oil. I think that would be awesome.
Wow.
And so somebody from, like, the Coconut Oil Foundation retweeted me on that one. You never
Donny
know.
Osmond, who, when he tried to reboot his career,
mm-hmm.
He attempted to go by Don Osmond. Do you remember that? I'm
barely,
Don Osmond
vaguely.
Now, and it never worked, so he just gave up and went back to Donny Osmond. He's 61 years old.
I think he's doing all right, right?
Yeah.
Did you see there's a commercial out that uses the lyrics to I'm a little bit country, I'm a little bit rock and roll?
Right.
When
right.
they had the Donnie and Marie show when we were kids?
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of it.
I do remember that.
Yeah. I don't know what to
did you know? You know how tall he is?
No, I don't.
He's a short guy. He's only 5'9".
That's not short. I'm only half inch taller than that. Come on. Don't be calling me short.
Oh, all right.
Thanks a lot, buddy. Here we go. So now I'm going to feel inadequate all show today. Thank you, my friend. You know what we should feel inadequate about is the fact that we are not outraged the way the media wants us to be, the way our militant, political, Trump deranged syndrome leftists want us to be, or sometimes, let's be honest, about the so-called pseudo-conservative outrage against something, you know, because that happened during the Obama years. We know that. But I'm just not. I'm just not going there. And Superdon, I don't know how you manage it, because you review the media every day, getting ready for the show here. I get, you know, the filtered version because you protect me. You know, you're my protector, Superdon, right?
Yes.
You're my shield. And so I don't have to do a lot. No, yeah, again, we're very, very media savvy here. We have to be. But there's an article here in the New York Post that says how the media convinces us we're all outraged, even when no one cares. And I think about this in the last 24 hours. Okay, we could have outrage because you're a fan of the New Orleans Saints and they got robbed because of a bad, you know, call. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, it's an outrage. It's a first world problem outrage. Really, your life is not impacted unless you put 50 grand on the game and lost because of that. That's just not going to be. All right, so let's go to something else. How about something about high school kids, Catholic schools, going to visit Washington monuments and stuff? And then some Native American beating a drum. I don't know what happened here, but apparently somebody took 20 seconds of the snippet and said how outrageous these children, these kids are. They're racist. They're wearing Make America Great Again hats. Everybody should hate them. We should. And I'm like, wait a second. What's going on here? And then other people started commenting. Hey, I saw the full 2 hours of the video. I've watched it from this angle and that angle. And that 20 seconds is not at all representative of what really happened. But what happens is that people go, oh, react, immediately attack. And I've seen a couple of apologies from some celebrities on this, including Jamie Lee Curtis, for overreacting or reacting before engaging and discussing and looking at it from all angles. And I'm just thinking, are we that, you know, just like that, the kindling, ready to just inflame at a moment's notice when they say, Trump, he colluded, and then you find out, oh, it was just made up. How many of y'all can step back or are stepping back and just taking a deep breath, getting connected to the source of all sources and going, you know what, I'm not falling for any of it. Anybody out there not falling for any of it? You got fear induction via measles in the media. Oh, my God, the measles is going to kill us all. Right? And you know, we'll talk about this next hour more intensely with Dr. Bittar, Advanced Medicine, the World Health Organization.
You know
right?
what? I've seen several stories in the news about measles outbreaks, and they're tying this in perfect timing with this WHO thing coming out about
vaccine hesitancy.
Stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you've seen things ramp up. But right here in my own state of Oregon,
yeah, what's going
up
on?
North around Portland, they've got what they're saying is a measles outbreak. And apparently somebody with the measles went to one of the Portland Trailblazer games. And they said there was contagious, and so they've got this thing going on up there in the news about, oh my goodness, oh, outbreak measles, oh, you know. And it was funny because I saw this story, I think it was on ABC News, where they sent a reporter up to the Portland Trailblazers game that happened, I think, like last night.
They call it the Rose Garden.
And they wanted to go see how the people, what the people thought about going to the Trailblazer game after there was an outbreak of measles.
And this ought to be interesting. This ought to be interesting because, you know, if the media has its way, you're all in a state of panic over anything they pronounce as a danger to you. Whether it be, you know, high school Catholic kids yelling, theoretically, not actually, at an Indian Native American, or whether it be a measles outbreak, you are all freaking out. You're on the verge of insanity at this point. And they went to the Portland Trailblazers, I call it a stadium, but you know, arena, right? The Rose Garden, to ask about, hey, man, did you hear about the person that was here with measles? It's contagious. What are you going to do? Let's give a listen if the panic was on. Yeah.
The thought of the measles virus passing between cheers and beers didn't keep Blazer fans from Friday night's game.
No, not really. If I have my shots, I'm good, right?
Nah, I don't even think about it.
Just wash your hands. Be healthy. If I worried about everything that people might have around me, I'd never leave the house.
God, that laugh at the end was classic. But it's appropriate. You know, they ask you about measles. Just go, you know what they should say? It's like, you know, I laughed about measles when I used to watch the Brady Bunch as a kid. It was like, if you have to be sick, you're glad it's the measles. What happened since the 1970s? Of course, they had to sell the fear. And the media has got you by the mental short hair, so to speak, if you follow along and you react to every missive that comes out of whether it be PMSNBC or whether it, okay, that was totally sexist of me, Super Don. What did I just say that for? Or the Fox and the Hound news, whatever it is, if you over or even react at all, you're playing their game. They got you. They got you. The question is, you know, are you living your life like they're pretending you're living your life, right? And if you observe the media, you think, man, everybody's doing that or nobody's doing that because they frame your reality for you, which is why we said, you know, with Dr. Bittar, he doesn't pay attention to the news until he shows up on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I think that's a bit healthier, even though I don't mean to say we're the only place for real news, but the way we, perspectivize it is to step back from it and go, you know what, that Gillette ad. Right? Remember the Gillette ad about toxic masculinity? Were we freaking out about that? I don't think so.
I had like, no problem with it.
If you set that up and go, that's not real, that's them trying to take advantage of their reduced market share. How do we make ourselves relevant again? Okay? it wasn't that offensive to me. But even if it was, yeah. Like, oh, man, it's just going to ruin your life. Gillette has gone in for the time. You know, I don't know. So
anti-man.
It doesn't mean we're so unplugged that we don't react at all. We're uncaring. We're inhuman. We have no emotions. Right? No, that's not it. But it's about being manipulated or not being manipulated. Are your thoughts your own, or are you being programmed like a mindless media robot? Either to the political left or the political right. I love my brother, Michael Bolden. You know, as he says, less Democrat, less Republican, more Constitution. And those people who live on principle are not easily swayed or ever swayed by, as Dr. Bittar likes to say, honeyed words, right? Oh, we'll give you some really sweet talk and you'll fall for it. You'll fall for it this time as Lucy pulls the football from you once again. What was it that our dearly departed friend who left way too soon, Jerry Doyle, he would be here talking about this, the manipulation of the media, convincing us we're all outraged when we probably don't care about some of the stupid stuff they're presenting.
He used to talk about something called the grapefruit mentality.
Mm.
And I know we talked about this earlier and I was supposed to look it up and I completely forgot. But basically, in fact, I think I might have it here. Bear with me for just a second here.
Okay, all right. No, no, no.
For
get,
the internet to cooperate. But
yeah, no,
he coined the phrase grapefruit mentality. And a good example of this mentality, he said, mm-hmm. are the flocks of people who come from all over the country to places where there are media reports
mm-hmm.
of, what did he say, Marian apparitions. The phrase was coined when he used an exaggerated example that people would journey from afar mm-hmm. just to see a grapefruit that TV has been airing every night.
Yes, it's been on TV. I got to go
right?
see it. Right?
I got to go see the grapefruit, right?
Well, I think this is, again, a disconnect from the source, the real source of all sources. Some people say, well, the source is Fox News or the source is MSNBC or CNN. No. The source is, it's spiritual. It's God or whatever you perceive to be a creator. For those of you atheists, I can't help you. But it's something that's deeper than certainly government or anything the government sanctions. And do you spend enough time getting close to that, getting quiet and being in that space, to when you come out, you're like, I don't know if it's a Zen master, a Kung Fu master, but you get the concept. Where all of the garbage flying at you, all the emotions flying at you, just kind of rolls off your back like water on a duck, right? That is a very special place to be. And it's a place where they don't want you to be. They will, if they find a way to manipulate you into an emotional outrage reaction, manufactured as it is, they've succeeded in changing the discussion, the debate, away from what's really important, the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. We're going to overcome some misinformation about genetic causes of disease specific to the liver, and we'll talk about it from a nutritional perspective with Morley Robbins next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, bringing you perspective on so-called news stories, including medical news that you will hear nowhere else in broadcast media. We're glad to be doing it. Super Don at the helm, and we got Eric on the board. And now we got Morley Robbins, author of The Root Cause Protocol, and we have links up to him in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. As he said on the break to me, we're going to go through the medical matrix. Welcome back, Morley.
Glad to be here, Robert. Thanks for the invite.
So we have a story that I think Super Don found. He probably sent it to you as well, about a stealth condition. You're like, ooh, stealth conditions. What's going on here? And the headline reads, it's found to multiply risk of cancer and chronic conditions. So I'm like, okay, this is an interesting story. Then it talks about hereditary hemochromatosis, a genetic condition which leads to a toxic buildup of iron in the body. Is this really genetic, or is it nutritional manifesting, let's say, gene expression due to the lack or the imbalance or the toxicity of imbalances within what's in our body already?
Well, truth be known, it's a little bit of both. And you know me well enough to know that I'm not a gene freak. I don't get swayed by it. But there's no question there's a genetic component to it. But I think what we have to do is step back and say there's genetics and then what rules genetics is called epigenetics, the environment of the person. And what's happening is we're being reduced to this idea that, oh, you've got a broken gene, and so therefore that's your fate. And that's not how genes work. They're not that. They're not cast in concrete. Mm-hmm. There's no question they have significant influence over metabolic activity. But what we have to do is go back to that environmental issue, begin to look at, so what's causing these genes to misfire, expressed differently, not have appropriate functionality, and invariably it does come back to this environment, the dietary environment, the emotional environment, the overall stress, how much iron is in their diet, how much iron is in their body, and many, many other factors that people tend to completely ignore because they get fixated on the gene.
Well, you talk about genetic expression. We talk about epigenetics. It's a fancy way of saying your environment impacts gene expression. Your nutrition or improper nutrition impacts gene expression. And that we're not talking about necessarily eye color, which tends not to change throughout your life, although you can go from a brown hair to a gray hair as you age. But the reality is your genetic expression can change at any point in time based on environmental factors, even belief systems.
Right. And I think what people need to also understand is that there's two different sets of genes in the body. There are nuclear genes and there are mitochondrial genes. And the defects that are the most troubling are the mitochondrial, and they can be as much as 100 times greater than the nuclear defects. So then if we're talking about metabolism, well, then we're talking about the dynamics around oxygen, oxidative stress, the dance between copper and iron that we have on a routine basis. And so people need to understand that there's a lot more to the story than just some stealth headline that catches people's attention.
Well, and I think this is so important because they're talking about, well, this gene is going to cause you to have high risk of chronic pain, diabetes, cancer. And, you know, listen, even we talk about the mom and the dad prior to the baby being born.
Right,
what is
right.
their nutritional profile? How much, you know, are they balanced? Do they have adequate copper? All of these things will manifest how the baby is going to express, right? And so
Absolutely.
Corrections after the fact are not as easy as correcting it before the fact. That's why we talk about prenatal nutrition, things that you need to do before you have the baby. But a lot of people don't know it, and it's too late. Now they got to deal with what the doctors say, oh, it's just genetic, nothing you can do. Maybe we'll come up with some surgical technique here.
Right, and that's just not true. And one of my mentors was at NIH, and he actually had an opportunity to meet with Dr. Watson of Watson and Crick fame.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked Dr. Watson, he said, it was a private meeting, he said, I really want to learn more about the immutable nature of genes. To which Dr. Watson burst into laughter and said, oh, that's not how they work. They're turning on and off all the time, depending upon the environment. And so people are being led down a path of thinking, but that isn't necessarily the physiology of the body. That's what people have to be really careful of, is that there's this reductionist thinking that says, oh, broken gene, can't fix, you know, must yield to whatever that is.
But then again, Morley, CNN posted this, so it's got to be true. It's all genetic, right? We're going to disabuse CNN of this concept if they're listening, and if they're not, you are, so we're going to help you all do it. Morley Robbins is here. We'll talk about this so-called HFR gene that they say, oh my gosh, it causes you to absorb too much iron. Is it true, or is it a copper deficiency? Next.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is expected to bring President Trump's border proposal to a vote this week as a partial government shutdown continues. North Carolina Republican Congressman Mark Walker tells Fox News President Trump is doing what he can to sweeten the pot for the Democrats.
Speaker Pelosi has continued to use a terminology immoral. I'm kind of getting weary of those who are saying that Speaker Pelosi is only trying to appease the very hard radical left. She is the radical left. Republicans have continued to try to move to find some kind of middle ground.
President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, tells Fox News that his team has communicated with special counsel Robert Mueller's team about last week's false BuzzFeed news article on the president, which both sides seem to agree is false. And on this Martin Luther King Day, most banks are closed and you won't get any mail today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we'll talk about stealth conditions. Not stealth bombers, although they might use this technique, right? CNN says, stealth conditions! And you're like, whoa, what's that? What's going on? What are they going to do to my liver now? Oh, it's all in your genes, you're hosed, unless we come up with some genetically engineering technique. Morley Robbins is here to help us through this absolute mess of an article talking about multiplying the risk of cancer and chronic conditions. I'm not disagreeing with that when you have this hemochromatosis. They call it hereditary, but I would say it manifests because of improper nutrition in previous generations as well. So that even gene expression across the generations is impacted by previous generations, exposures, diseases. In homeopathy, we talk about miasms. But miasms don't have to manifest, even if you have them as preconditions, if you change your diet, lifestyle, etc. And I think Morley, you know, you can go find Morley Robbins at rcp123.org. He's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
you would agree that if we alter the nutritional intake in an appropriate way, we're talking about food, right? Supplements is food, minerals in food, that we can alter gene expression, including this hemochromatosis.
Absolutely. I think the first thing that people need to understand is that cancer is not a disease, but it's a metabolic state of energy, complete energy dysfunction. And what happens, and I've got an iron toxicity post number 62 that talks about breast cancer, because I found an article that specifically makes it very clear that there's five times more iron in breast cancer cells than the healthy cells right next to them. That's a stunning revelation, that it's the iron in the tissue that is causing the problem. What does iron do? It shuts down copper, and it sucks oxygen out of the cell. So it can't breathe. It can't respire. So it can't make energy. And so when that happens, then it's got to go down a completely different metabolic pathway called anaerobic metabolism, because it can't use oxygen. And so a healthy cell that's burning fat can produce 130, 140 ATP per unit of fat. When it drops to sugar, a unit of sugar, it's down to 32 units of energy. But when it drops to anaerobic, it's burning 2 units of energy. It's producing 2 units of energy. So there's an enormous change. And what does the cell do, or what do the cells have to do? They've got to multiply in order to get enough energy to be able to get through the day. So that's what that whole sense of proliferation is all about. The other thing that people need to know is, and I'm going to bring it back to the hemochromatosis in just a second, there's three qualifications to be considered a carcinogen. An element has to promote cancer, has to progress cancer, or has to initiate cancer. One of those three. And there's only one element on planet Earth that does all three, and that's iron. So this article, the stealth condition, is talking about a condition called hemochromatosis. And what people need to understand is that they link it, all these problems, all these different conditions they're talking about, are to this broken gene, when in fact the real issue is the iron that's building up in the tissue. Why is the iron building up? Because there's low or no bioavailable copper. That's a completely different issue that they don't even talk about.
No, they don't bring it up at all. Nothing about how you can alter this through a nutritional supplementation, altering your diet for minerals that aren't in the diet, that are imbalanced in this. I mean, if you're going to mention you're absorbing too much iron and not answer a reason why, well, their answer is, well, it's just a mutation, the HFR gene. It's like, really? Well, what's turning that on or off? You know, why is there this dysfunction? They don't go into it. They just blame the genes.
Right. And what's turning that activity on is a buildup of oxidative stress. Well, why is there oxidative stress? Because the cells can't activate the oxygen to make an energy. So if it can't make energy, it makes oxidants.
Mm-hmm.
And what are oxidants? Free radicals. And so that's what's happening. And so the listeners get a picture in their mind. I'm sure most of the people that are listening right now have seen that famous Lucille Ball show where Lucy and Ethel are at the chocolate factory. And suddenly the conveyor belt starts to build, going a little faster, and they start to put the chocolates all over and put them in their hat, put them in their bras, put them in their pockets, right? You've seen that show.
Oh, yeah.
That's hemochromatosis. The body doesn't know what to do with all of the iron, so it starts to store it all over the body. Why doesn't it know what to do? Because it doesn't have bioavailable copper to regulate the enzymes that are supposed to be working with that iron.
Yeah.
And so people with hemochromatosis turn into Lucy and Ethel at the chocolate factory.
Well, aberrant metabolism, and as you say, you know, you bring this oxidative stress throughout the body. That's inflammation. That's chronic. You can deplete other minerals that are relinquished to help neutralize some of these elements. And talking about the liver, of course, your main organ for detoxification. They're blaming, you know, people of European descent have the highest rate of this so-called genetic mutation. Then they point to the Irish people who may or may not be heavy drinkers. I don't know. But, I mean, that's also going to contribute to liver disease. But, you know, and I don't mean to overlook selenium and chromium, these other minerals. But if you're talking iron metabolism, that's what we are with this particular case, hemochromatosis. What is the main thing that is missing that could you, by introducing supplemental food, 100% whole food, copper in an appropriate way, appropriate form, appropriate amount, would even these people with a so-called genetic defect find a way to metabolize the iron just like a healthy person?
No, I think you're asking the absolute right question. I don't think it's not like there's a rich case study of, you know, people that have been able to do that. But there's no question. There are case studies of people who have taken cabbage, turned it into sauerkraut. You probably know that there's about 60 milligrams of whole food vitamin C in cabbage. When it gets naturally fermented, it grows to 600 milligrams of vitamin C. That's a lot of vitamin C. And there are examples of people who have cured themselves of hemochromatosis eating sauerkraut. So this idea that it's a fixed condition, you're broken, it's not true. Once the energetic expression changes in the body, there are a lot of things that are going to begin to have a downstream alteration in the body. So the difficulty is, it's like we've got two worlds. There's the world of the people who absolutely believe in this monolithic power of the gene. And there's a whole other world who knows, like we do, that it's an expression of the environment. And this is a torturous battle on this planet right now. And I think there's a lot of big money behind, if you've got a broken gene, you're screwed, because there's a lot of money behind that.
Oh, yeah, big time. And, of course, if you correct it for pennies on the so-called drug dollar through food, or supplementation that's appropriate, it's like, well, that's not going to go down well with that which pretty much has captured our regulatory agencies, like the Fear and Death Administration. They talk about this Dr. Luigi Ferrucci, scientific director of the National Institute of Aging. I don't know if he was in that video game. Wasn't one of the plumbers named Luigi? noted the research on this could help improve aging function. But what are they learning about this? If it's a genetic issue, what is their treatment? Or are they going back to bloodletting?
Good point. But the first thing we got to understand is, what does aging mean? Aging does not just mean adding years. It means adding iron. Every day we're on this planet, we're adding iron to our frame. That's a fact. That's an absolute biological fact, especially for us guys, particularly a problematic issue. Women who are still having a menstrual cycle are able to offset that. But when they
They've got an advantage over us. So we're dealing with oxidative masculinity.
That's exactly right. But the fact of the matter is, aging is added iron. People need to understand that. Then what people need to understand is that, as disorienting as it is, iron is a waiter in the body carrying oxygen. Copper is the chef who's doing all the fancy footwork with the oxygen to make energy and to clean up the oxidative stress. People just need to understand that iron is the dummy of the ventriloquist act. And where the stealth condition that CNN article didn't really talk about is the complete lack of awareness that people have about bioavailable copper and how it regulates iron. And the fact that hemochromatosis exists, it's, you know, most doctors don't even test properly for iron because all they're doing is the ferritin blood test, which I've renamed ferritin, because it's so prone to mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And so people need to understand there's a wide spectrum of testing that can be done to find out what's really going on with the dynamics between copper and iron in my body. And it's very easy to learn. We talk about it all the time on the Magnesium Advocacy Group, talk about it on the RCP website. And people just need to get smart so that this lack of awareness about iron doesn't bite them in the ankle. and then become this environmental condition that's going to start to change their metabolism.
Morley, I know we've talked about this a number of times, the supplementation, the iron, the copper issue, and other trace elements, but there are a lot of new listeners all of the time that may have never heard you speak on this subject. So I want them to go learn more. Go to rcp123.org, linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And real quick, what are some food sources, 100% whole food sources for dietary copper, for those that don't know yet?
The three best are locally acquired bee pollen. The color is, it's got copper in it. That's why it's got that color.
Mm-hmm.
The second would be whole food vitamin C. A very good source would be, if a tablet would be innate response. One of my clients in India is actually using moringa leaves and boiling them as a tea. And it's having a tremendous beneficial effect on their iron status, and they've got a buildup of iron in their body.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third would be, this would be out of the Weston A. Price set, grass-fed beef liver. The richest concentrations of copper are in the liver, the heart, and the kidney. I don't think most people would eat grain, but certainly liver is a very rich source, and people can get...
And that used to be what our grandparents ate, right? It was part of that normal liver and onions, for instance. Anyway, folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Morley Robbins, always great to have you on board, man. You nailed this one very quickly, right through the medical matrix. Thank you, my friend.
You bet. Have a good one. Take care.
All right, we're going to talk about free eye exams for NFL refs and then advanced medicine.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, y'all, we are back, and we got Advanced Medicine tonight with Dr. Rasha Bitar. Thank you to Morley Robbins for stopping by. I was just we were talking about what to eat, because some people were grossed out by liver, right? That was the last thing you said on the list, beef, liver, heart, and kidney, right? These are the organs, the organ meats. That's where all the minerals are, and that's what, if you see the predators in nature, that's what they eat. Those of y'all who just like a big porterhouse steak every night, you're not getting, you know, the kind of thing but we're talking about here.
Here's my problem with eating liver. Not only is the consistency of it just the nastiest thing I've ever eaten in my life.
Yeah.
But I think about, what is it that the liver does in the body, right?
Yeah,
that's like the filter.
We're not talking about
all of the
animals.
You know, that's yuck, gross. You know, it's bringing out all the nasties, right?
You're just using that as an excuse.
But am I wrong?
But think about your ancestors, your grandparents.
That is the crap filter of the body. That is that pulls out all the junk that you need to get rid of. Why would I want to eat that?
Well, okay, all right. Granted, that's what it does. But if that were the case, then how is it that, you know, life has survived eating those things?
Yeah.
I'm not saying eat a liver a day. That's
just because you survive eating it doesn't mean that it's good.
Yeah.
You know? There's a chance I could get hit by a bus and live, but that doesn't mean I'm now going to run around getting hit by buses because I lived.
You think that, like, a cat liver, beef liver is like a bus that's hitting you?
You know, if your friends jump off a cliff, you're going to jump off too. What's wrong
with okay.
You?
So I was thinking my dad used to eat liver and onions, and he loved that. Now, you know, he's obviously been gone for almost 10 years now, I think, and just thinking about that today. But I did have beets, which is good for your liver, by the way.
Beets are good.
Yeah, beets like and mashed potatoes. We had a good time for dinner tonight.
Right.
And by the way, my honey made it. And I just wonder if, should we contact CNN?
She was not put on this earth to make you beets.
Oh, gosh darn it, man. I'm so disappointed.
That's so sexist of you.
Anyway, I've got my Plus CBD Oil Join the Evolution t-shirt on because now I'm in NASCAR. I got bored looking at whatever this gray hoodie that I'm wearing is. So, anyway. Hey, my buddy Ricky, who used to do boxing in the mornings with me in Florida, he says liver is awesome. Just, Ricky, I would ask that you get good quality, clean animal liver, right? Not the kind that has been eaten factory
farm garbage. I'm just saying. That's me.
Do you put pineapple on your liver?
And on how much no. pizza too? No, I
no.
Don't
okay,
so.
All right.
All right, Lay. Let's go to the free eye exams because those of you who watched the New Orleans versus Los Angeles Rams game, there was a particular play which even people that are casual observers of football went, the ref, what could you see anything? And true to the New Orleans Saints fans who are optometrists, apparently. They've actually offered to do a free eye exam. A Louisiana eye doctor has offered a free eye exam for NFL refs after the Saints were delivered a crushing loss by the Los Angeles Rams. So, that's kind of nice, I guess.
It's, I don't know if you saw this morning, but Facebook has just gone insane over the situation. I have family in Louisiana.
And they're bummed,
Oh, man. I mean, there are petitions that are being circulated around where they want to have a rematch. I have heard that the ref that called, that missed the call, used to be an L.A. Ram. Oh. I mean, there's
conspiracy theories now coming up.
Oh, dude, it's crazy. It's absolutely true. So if you're a football fan, you know what we're talking about. That was just tragedy, man.
Just eat more carrots. I don't know. Do some things for your eyes. Selenium, of course, very important for your eyes. By the way, we got exclusive audio after the game when they went to interview the ref crew, and this is what they heard.
Explains it. Larry Curley and Mo were officiating the game last night.
They could see, but they couldn't communicate what they saw.
That's so, right.
Anyway, those are first world problems. I know people that are in Louisiana are very upset by that, but what the heck? Like I said, I try to detach from it and say, man, it was an amazing game. And enjoy it for that reason.
And I'll tell you what, the Patriots game, if you saw that, that was a game to be watched. That
Tom
was incredible.
Tom Brady against organic, we're talking about Giselle and they're eating quality, clean food.
He doesn't eat liver, though.
It's possible he doesn't. You're right. By the way, I heard from his optometrist. His eyes are still just good. And I think his dentist is mercury free, and I believe they use silver hydrosol. Those doctors too. So there you go. The power to heal is yours. I'm just here to remind you, and Superdon helps make it go down good. Not with the liver, of course. That's Morley's thing. Anyway, we had a great hour. We got another hour going to advanced medicine after the break. Go to robertscottbell.com. Again, power to heal really is yours. We'll be back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.